We've seen a few orders for new containers from various parties this year. How widespread is this?
It's very widespread. So end of last year, the order or production outlook was rather muted, but this has changed 180 degrees now. Factories are booked out until September, October. So even if you order new boxes now, you will not receive them before the end of Q3. We just come back from Intermodal Shanghai, which is essentially the container owner industry gathering. And when talking to leasing companies, they're being overrun really by unexpected demand from shipping lines that are trying to shore up their inventory balances. And hence, that has an immediate effect on production slots at factories.
Presumably, the container availability market is just as precarious in terms of the supply and demand balance as container shipping itself. Does this mean that we could see a major excess of supply then if the Suez Canal reopens at some point?
Yes, you're 100% right. A lot of capacity, and that's not just vessels, but also containers, is soaked up by current disruptions. You mentioned the Suez Canal, but also downstream effects like port congestion, vessel bunching, etc. And this is really a learning from COVID. Once disruptions ease up, we will be facing oversupply and hence falling prices again. And that's also the reason why now with Hamas just today or yesterday sort of signaling openness to accepting a ceasefire sends shipping line stocks tumbling, because the industry really immediately expects higher availability, easing up of supply chains, and hence lower rates.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.